This Fab FM podcast is proudly brought to you by Bendigo Bank, Port Douglas and Mosman, offering a full range of competitive banking products and technology you'd expect from a big bank with the personal service and care you'd expect from us. Drop into your nearest branch at Port Village Shopping Centre or Front Street Mosman. Bendigo Bank, the better big bank.
Great to talk to our Mayor, Michael Kerr. And Michael, so many things happening, including this Thursday at Salsa Bar and Grill for the Mayor's Christmas lunch. I believe there's just a few tickets left. Why should people grab those tickets now?
Do you know, this year's going to be a hard year for a lot of people with COVID, how it's been. A lot of people have been unemployed, and we do know that there's going to be a big need for hampers and assistance over Christmas. And you know, unfortunately, the businesses that normally would help us out and have done for years in the past, they've gone through a lot of issues as well themselves. So this year, we're trying to spread it around a bit more and get everyone to help with it. So I've done a couple of different things, and the lunch is one in particular. So having a lunch at Salsa to try and get people to donate, and raffles and money from that lunch will also go to the appeal as well, which we've got online, the actual Mayor's Christmas appeal. And so the money will be added to that. So we've got a target of $10,000 to make sure we've got enough to help these people get through Christmas. It's an important time of year for everyone. It's just a family time. It's an emotional time, and we really want to be able to assist those people so they don't miss out.
Now, truly, this is not just a marketing ploy, but there are handful of tickets left. I believe there's around about 14 tickets left. That will make it a full house, and I think it's super important that people get along. I'll see you there. I bought a ticket, full toad odds. Happy to help and come along for that. There's a four-course lunch. It is going to be terrific. And Michael Kerr will be there, and you can say hello to Michael and wish him a Merry Christmas, and you can wish everybody a Merry Christmas.
Absolutely. We'll have a bit of entertainment there as well to, you know, boogie the day through the lunchtime. So I'm looking forward to just socialising with people. And you know, it's the entry into the Christmas period. So, you know, it's a great time of year for most of us. And as I said, at least, you know, it's going to a good cause as well.
And it's a good idea then, locals, to catch up. They can wish each other a Merry Christmas, because it's going to be a strange old Christmas this year for COVID, isn't it?
It is. I mean, it's been a hard year, full stop, you know, for a lot of people. So, you know, to get everyone together to socialise and be able to have a chat and just to communicate with each other again in a social environment, you know, fantastic that all the lifting of the different rules as of tomorrow. So, you know, places like the Clink Theatre can have full houses rather than just, you know, a couple dozen people. So we're really looking forward to a good social day, and, you know, and everyone enjoying themselves, singing, and as I said, for a good cause.
Excellent. Now, I'll get to the Clink at the end of this, because I do want to ask you about what's happening at the Clink. Now, Douglas Shire Council apparently received a petition. I've heard about this before, the installation of traffic control speed bumps at or close to 30 Marlin Drive at Wonga Beach. Now, you got the petition there. What's happening with that?
So this has been going on now for quite some time. There was different regulations we were trying to work out. We had some people wanting speed humps, some people wanted to, like, chicanes, some people wanted... We looked at different processes, and basically it's come down to what this council can afford. We know we need to do something. We promised we're going to do something, and this is the delivery of it. We managed to get a grant through, and that's going to put these speed humps in place on Marlin Drive to slow some of the traffic down. It's a very wide street, and it looks easy to just, you know, put your foot on the accelerator and you don't even realise what speed you're doing because it's such a wide street. But it is a residential area, really important we reduce that speed down to at least 60, and that's what this will do.
And you know where the spots, those bumps are going? Exactly the spots?
The engineers have worked that out, and they've gone through and they've done community consultation with the neighbours there and to ensure that they're in the right spots.
Terrific. Now, that parcel of land, the vacant parcel of land located in the heart of the wet tropics, you know, it was controversial. As soon as you got into being mayor, the council then voted on it, and you've sold that block of land. But the good news is that block of land is going to be used for something special.
Absolutely. QTFN and Rainforest Rescue, along with Jabba Binna, they're all joining forces with this block of land to revegetate it, but they're also going to put a nursery there so they can grow the plants to revegetate other areas as well. So it's going to create jobs for the rangers. It's going to create, you know, income streams over there for these people, and that's really important that it's also going to fix that area. I mean, you just, as soon as you get across that river, the first thing you come across is these big cattle paddocks. And yeah, it's not quite entering the Daintree until you get further past it. So this will start to fix that, and you'll have rainforest the whole way through eventually. But very exciting, and I'm extremely happy that the groups that have got it, they're the ones that are passionate about this. They're the ones that know how to do this properly, and they're the ones that will do it, and it's not going to be a cost to the ratepayers.
We're talking with our Mayor, Michael Kerr. Michael, with that land too, I agree with you. There was never anything as a little gateway in there, was there? You just sort of got across there and, you know, okay, whatever. But now you'd have that as your first port of call. They, I take it, would promote other parts of the Daintree as well. So it's a good start, yeah, isn't it?
Absolutely. They want to work with other businesses in the Daintree as well. And, you know, they will be advertising them as they go forward. So it's going to be a great project. And as I said, you know, getting jobs across there, of course, is really important.
Okay. Now, I've got a brochure in front of me. It is a wonderful brochure, and it is headed Do It in Douglas, your special guide to news and events for the festive season. And, you know, that is a one-stop shop. You know what's going on over Christmas in the Douglas Shire.
You know, the staff have worked very hard to make sure we've got a great calendar for Christmas events coming forward. You know, and this brochure, it's available on the website as a digital version. And there's also the paper copies at the council offices and the library, etc., so people can pick it up and see what's happening over the Christmas period.
I love what you say there on the cover here. Finally, I wish to thank you for your resilience, strength and unity. That is important because I think the Douglas Shire, particularly through Do It in Douglas, by Douglas, Bill Douglas, everybody has helped, and it's been a uniting thing. You know, sometimes out of adversity, we find our true strength, don't we?
Absolutely. You know, the things like this are also opportunities. And it's great to see some of the businesses in town have absolutely, you know, gone to that extra length to recreate themselves, to continue. And the people of Douglas Shire have been utilising the businesses in Douglas Shire, which is great to see. You know, Mossman has been going very well.
Yes.
You know, it's most of these agricultural areas have been doing very well throughout Queensland. It's great to see people in local communities actually using their own businesses like Cairns Hardware rather than going down to Smithfield. You know, those things are really important, because not only are you supporting those businesses, but you're keeping the people in there employed. You know, they're local people with local jobs, and that's what this Do It in Douglas was all about. So there has been resilience, you know, through the businesses, and, you know, it's great to see that we're moving forward. And, you know, with the restrictions easing as we're moving forward now from tomorrow, I think businesses, as I said, can have more people in them. There's a lot of the restrictions gone from the pubs as well. You know, keep doing it. You know, it's really important that the people at Douglas utilise these Douglas businesses, get used to doing it. They offer just as good as prices, and make sure you keep these people employed.
If you want to see this, they've got one online, of course, at the Douglas Shire website, or the physical one that I have in my hand at the moment. You can get at the community centre in Port Douglas.
Yes.
Anywhere else?
The libraries and, of course, the council offices.
All right, we won't go through everything because people can check it out themselves. But just a couple of things. You're kicking off with the lighting of the Christmas tree in Mossman and Port Douglas, November 20th. That really says, hey, ho, 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 it's Christmas.
Yeah, absolutely. When those lights turn on, you know that it's Christmas time.
Yeah, that's great. And Light It Up Douglas kickoff as well. That's December 1st. We've got the Mossman Carols and Night Markets Under the Rain Trees on December 9th. That sounds good.
It sounds very interesting. Looking forward to seeing that.
Okay. Well, we won't tell anymore because they can go and check it out themselves physically at the libraries or the community centre or online at the Douglas Shire Council.
If I could, just because people have been asking about the carols this year, what's happening with the carols? With the COVID restrictions that we had, we couldn't, unfortunately, have that many people at the Oval unrestricted. We would have had to walk each people to their little pod groups and they had to stay. The kids couldn't run around. All those sorts of hassles. So what we've come up with is this brilliant digital version idea. So the choirs have been rehearsing and the solo artists have been rehearsing, and they're going to go around to different local businesses and actually perform the songs at the places like Habitat and Hartley's Creek. You know, they're actually going to go there, do the songs, record them there, involve the employees as well if they can, and then it's got to make a digital version that'll be available from the 19th of December for people to download and watch at home.
Oh gee, that's like old-fashioned, like you see in the movies, people going around the carolers and singing and all of that. That sounds fantastic.
Really looking forward to it, and I'm sure there'll be some guest appearances in there too.
Fantastic. All right, just before you go, I can't let you go without asking what's happening at the Clink. As I understand it, Steel Magnolias is all the rage this year.
Get miniature tissues.
Oh, really?
Oh, it's heartbreaking. Yeah, we were sitting there watching a dress rehearsal yesterday, and it's a very, very funny show. It really is. It's a laugh a minute, and then it just goes bang, and it's like, oh my gosh, and the tears are rolling, and then you start laughing again, of course, after it. Fantastic production. It's a great story to it. The cast are doing a wonderful job. That opens up from the 25th, I think it was, of November. Get your tickets. You can buy any number of tickets now. You're no longer restricted to just buying in bulk groups because of the restrictions being dropped. We can now fill the theatre completely. So get online at clinktheatre.com.au. Get your tickets and come and support these local artists.
Have you got to wear a mask?
When you enter and exit the theatre, you need to have a mask on. And if you're moving about inside the theatre, you need to have a mask on.
Fair enough.
But you can take it off to watch the show.
Oh, you can.
And we're also licensed inside the theatre now. That's another thing that we've changed as well.
What?
So you don't have to stand outside in the heat. You can go and buy your drink and take it back to your seat and sit and have a drink while you're watching the show.
How nice is that? How terrific. Hey, Steel Magnolias, love the film. Can't wait for the stage play. Do you have the... Because Dolly Parton played the hairdresser. Is there a hairdresser in this production?
Yes, absolutely. It's Sandra Cruz is playing that role.
Oh, because that's one of my favourite roles. Dolly Parton is the hairdresser in Steel Magnolias.
You know, it's one thing we said to the cast when they first started rehearsing, don't watch the movie. Because Olivia Dukakis and Dolly Parton, you've got Roberts, they're all fantastic artists, skilled in their trades. And we want to put across what our version of it is, and they're going to do it in their own way. And it's working extremely well. You know, you've got your characters like Judy Giddings, one of our old-time regulars in it. You've got Marilyn Davies as well. So, yeah, it's going to be an amazing production, and I really recommend people to come and see it.
Did you get Sean Cram in there somewhere? Did you cram him in?
Oh, he'll be in the audience laughing, trust me. Okay. You'll hear him laughing.
But he's not in the production.
No, he's not in this production.
He could have done the Dolly Parton role.
He possibly could have.
He would have been fabulous. Actually,
I could see him playing Weezer. Yeah, Weezer's the one that was Shirley MacLaine played in the movie.
Oh, I could see him playing that.
I could see them doing that one, absolutely.
Because Sean Cram can play anything. He could play anything. He's such a great actor. But he'll be in the audience. Oh, okay.
And the Knights is in the audience. You will hear Sean. Oh. He's got the most fabulous belly laugh.
He has. Thank you for that, Michael. And let's not forget and plug again the Mayor's Christmas Lunch. If people want to get tickets and those final handful, what do they do?
Today. You must book today. Get in. Go to the Douglas Shire Council website. Follow the link through to the Christmas lunch and book your tickets directly.
Yes, I think there's about 14 left and it'll be close of business today and then because they've got to get the catering done and all of that sort of stuff. Thank you, Michael. See you at the lunch.
Thank you. Enjoy.